Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Everyone, this is your good friend Patrick O'Dowd with his buddy, his partner in crime, David Ungar, for the first time in a couple of weeks, welcoming you back to another edition of the Four Quarters Podcast here on the ChairShot Radio Network, a part of TheChairShot.com, where we remind you to always use your head.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
And Dave, I'm going to start by being a middle-aged old guy, middle-aged old white guy, because the weather out here, on the East Coast, yesterday, we got 3 inches of snow. Today, it's all gone. It's, you know, as we're recording this on April 13th, we had 2 days of snow. I don't like it. No, sir. I don't like it. Well, I don't know how things are over in sunny California for you.
We're in the midst it's not too bad here, but other parts of the state are getting hit with like the first heat wave of the year. It's like in the low 80s here so far.
Not so bad. I know.
Not bad. And I'm like looking, you know, I'm looking at the forecast for Vegas next weekend and I'm like stunned that it's like late April and it's like 76 in Vegas. That's going to be.
That's right. Are you attending the Mania?
Yes, sir. Just me.
Look at you both nights.
Both nights. Yeah, I got. Yeah, I mean, the prices were bad, as you know, anybody knows. And like the 2 day pass was just dumb. And I figured I could save money by just getting it one night and then, you know, the single pass once they went on sale. And it's funny, I ended up with the exact same seat for both nights. So what's the point, right?
Hey, it all works out. Yeah. I hope that everything that you just said recorded, because I have a feeling my Skype recording or my Skype connection, I froze. Or you froze on my side. I don't know.
Never fear.
It was dicey.
It is recording just fine on.
Excellent. That's why you are, you know, the production guy. Yes. Like that's that. And because my account has never been resolved and who knows, maybe when we get our next podcasting hosting platform, Greg DeMarco will deem me worthy to return to posting duties.
It's a power play, man, or something.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy. I got to tell you, 2 weeks. It's been a couple weeks since we've gotten together. One, because I was in the midst. I thought we were going to have like a couple of March Madness podcast, March Madness episodes that we were going to be recording ahead of. Sorry, I got a little sniffle. Allergies are happening too. I thought we would be recording, talking NCAA tournament stuff with my good friend PC Tunney. We did that for 1 week. Unfortunately, then Tunney was hit by the illness bug and was unable to record, and I couldn't find somebody to fill in, and I don't quite have the confidence to podcast solo. I'm sure I could do it, but I didn't want to risk it. I didn't want weird dead air with me talking about recalibrating the tournament. We're going to start that. We're going to talk a little NCAA basketball. We're going to talk a lot of hockey. We're going to talk a little MLB because we're the Four Corners podcast. We're going to cover all four corners of the sports world, or multiple corners of the sports world. I also am trying hard to focus because, as I told you right before we hit record, 40 days out, just over a month from vacation. And I'm very excited about this little Disney cruise action. But I am, I don't know if you've seen this, but the D23 Fan Expo this year that's in Walt Disney World, I wish I could go for no other reason than they are turning one of the water parks for one night during the D23 fan experience into Cuzcotopia, which is from the Emperor's New Groove. And it was Cuzco's proposed water park that he was going to build on Pacha, voiced by John Goodman's home. And I am a huge, huge Emperor's New Groove fan and think it is one of the most underrated Disney movies in the world. And it's getting a lot of love as of late because it's coming up on an anniversary. It's coming up on its 25th or 30th birthday. I can't remember which, but it's 2000. So it's 25th. Yeah, it came out in 2000. So it's 25 years old. So Disney, if nothing, is really good about merchandising their anniversaries at the various theme parks. And like I last year got an awesome Yzma t-shirt. I've got all kinds of Emperor's New Groove pins. I have Emperor's New Groove holiday ornaments. Like, love my shit. There is this ridiculous Emperor's New Groove Yzma as a cat coffee mug that my wife won't let me buy. But she's glorious. I don't need it. I don't have the room for it. Like, I do not need another coffee mug. And I have a glorious Maleficent sketch mug that is way less ridiculous. Because Mrs. O'Dowd, she doesn't like the over-the-top Disney-fying stuff. She likes the kind of classier-looking stuff. And, like, this sketchbook Maleficent is literally like a plain white coffee mug that looks like with an artist sketch rendering of Maleficent and a plain black handle. Very simple yet cool. And so,
yeah, I mean, at least Universal hasn't gotten in on the cruise business yet, so Disney's still safe there.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, and I was talking about this because now the speculation is, I don't know if you've heard this, is that Disney might be there's one analyst out there who is like, in the next 16 to 18 months, Disney will announce the building of a fifth gate on the Walt Disney World property for a fifth theme park in reaction to Universal. And there might be some credibility to that because when Universal Studios opened, I want to say that's when, like, they opened Hollywood Studios, MGM Hollywood Studios opened before Universal, if I recall. And then Animal Kingdom is allegedly something that was built in response to Universal Studios. Like, who knows? And then when Universal expanded, it turned into, that's when Galaxy's Edge was built and all this stuff. The idea or the notion, though, that Universal and its park, which, by the way, Epic Universe looks phenomenal. Like the bloggers have now been given the media tour. They've been able to go in there. And what is truly outstanding, and I know this is more of a bandwagon nerds conversation than it is a Four Corners podcast conversation, but what's truly outstanding and impressive to me was actually, the land that most people aren't talking about is the one that's generating the most excitement, and that is the Isle of Berk, mm-hmm. the How to Train Your Dragon world. And the hype is, like, the look is real. The hype is real. It looks phenomenal. And what they've done with puppetry there, with actually having, like, a full-size Toothless and a couple of the other characters and their dragons walking about, it looks amazing.
I don't know if you know Scott Fishman. He's one of the wrestling bloggers. He does a lot of, like, mainstream sort of wrestling crossover. I've had him on the Attitude of Aggression a couple times, and he and his wife got to sample Epic Universe yesterday, and he came back and said, "Yeah, believe the hype. It is real." So that looks really.
It's an amazing park.
It is. I mean, if Disney, I mean, they've got so many things that they're. I mean, remember. 6 months ago, we talked about all the expansion plans for both coasts, you know, and right. They've got enough on their plate there to really keep them busy and not worry about a fifth park. You know, the thing about Florida is they've certainly got the room for it. That's not the question. But like, I think one of the guys, I don't know if you sent it to me or if I found it myself, was saying that, you know, trying to make the argument that the gap between Universal and Disney is not narrowing. And I said, in California, maybe. Out on Florida, though, that gap is narrowing a bit.
Well, it's narrowing in terms of this park, Epic Universe is a Disney is what Disney has done with its lands and its immersion. And it's not something necessarily that Universal has nearly been as good at, with the exception of Harry Potter, the Wizarding World of Harry Potter. And so in that regard, the quality of park is there. The other big difference is that a Walt Disney World vacation really has always felt like you need a week to work it and make it go and make it happen if you really wanted to get all out of that. Whereas Universal, they had the two parks, the thrill rides are better, but can you really make a week out of repeatedly going to the two parks over and over and over again? It's the same argument that a lot of people have with Disneyland and California Adventure. Like, it's not that you can do it all in one day. You absolutely can, especially over at Magic Kingdom and Disneyland. Like, the Magic Kingdom at Disneyland has the most rides of any of the parks we are talking about in terms of just sheer volume of stuff. And so it can be a multiple day park, but it's not a, you need 7 days to really get there and explore and hit it all up. Like, you don't. And that's the same with Universal.
Right. I mean, with Disneyland, it's more like, you know, you start looking and saying, well, okay, we can do Disneyland, Disney California Adventure. Knott's Berry Farm is 7 miles away. And, you know, that sort of thing. So you expand it to the non-Disney parks. And you know, Florida vacations are kind of like that now, where it's like, I want to do Disney, but yeah, I want to get over to Universal one of these days. You know, and so you got to plan that stuff out.
Well, and as little O'Dowd has gotten older, that's like, he wants to go to Universal. He wants to check out those parks because he's older now. And some of those rides appeal to him now. And thrill rides are a big thing. You know, we're only going for this upcoming vacation. We're only going for a couple of days. But one of the days, he and I are doing park hopping. And we're going to hit at least two parks, maybe three. Because I want to do one more visit to Animal Kingdom and ride Dinosaur before it closes. It becomes an Indiana Jones ride. And then we're going to Hollywood Studios. Like, I'm going to Hollywood Studios no matter what during this trip. Because Muppet Vision 3D closes the week after we leave. And so we're going to go. I don't care how crowded that theater is. I may see it twice. I don't care. I want to see it. And I love it. It's one of those attractions that if you're a fan of the Muppets, you go and check out and see. So,
lots of
Did we talk about park stuff?
10 minutes, 5 minutes, something, 7 minutes, somewhere.
5 minutes. So we've covered the length. All right. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We come back, we're going to talk about the hockey picture, because as we record today is the last Sunday of the regular season, which means this week is the last week of the NHL season, and the playoff picture is almost complete. But let me tell you, I am extraordinarily interested in what the San Jose Sharks do tonight as we record against the Calgary Flames. Find out why when we come back. You're listening to Hockey Talk here on the ChairShot Radio Network, part of thechairshot.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Four Corners podcast here on the ChairShot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com. Patrick O'Dowd, David Ongar, ProWrestlingTees.com/thechairshot for all of your ChairShot swag needs. One last thing I want to say. Thank you, everyone, for indulging our park talk. The last thing I want to say about parks in Orlando in particular, Universal upping its game only forces Disney to up its game and is a result, is a net win for both companies and the state of Florida. And here's the thing, I can't stay in Florida politically, but it's got all the fun shit to do right now for me as a tourist. So I'm giving them my money, sadly, even though they're doing things like trying to bring back child labor.
Way to support the enemy, pal.
I am. And yet it's where I go to escape the real world and the dumpster fire I feel our country is in. But this isn't a political podcast, even though Dave's teams all seem very nationalistic when you get to it. You got the Caps, you got the Nationals, like the Caps, the Nats, like I don't. You know, he cheers for teams out of Baltimore.
Just the Orioles. That's the only team I'll cheer. Yes. Screw the Ravens. Sorry, Ray.
The Wizards.
Yeah,
the Wizards out there in Washington. Yeah.
The Commanders, I mean, although they're the Commies, yep. So that's kind of anti-nationalistic, but anyway.
But let's start with hockey. Like I said, we were gone for a couple weeks. Last week we were gone because I was bowling for dollars. I will get $0 this year. This was not a good tournament for myself or my team, but oh well. You can't cash every year. But I know you talked about it on Bandwagon Nerds, but Alex Ovechkin, now the all-time leading goal scorer in NHL history, passing Wayne Gretzky. You and I texted back and forth briefly. I need to tell you how I, like, the serendipity of it all, that I was able to get to a television right after you texted me that they were going on a power play and saw it. 10 seconds after I got to a TV, he scored on that slap shot from the point. And it was very, very fortunate. I got to see it live. And then I was laughing while I was at the bowling alley, at a bowling alley bar television, reading the chat as Tunney impatiently waited for you to start recording Bandwagon Nerds. Ceremony's over. Start the show. I will be the first to admit that when we were still doing Hockey Talk back at the beginning of the season, I didn't think this would be the season he did it. I was very, and then he got hurt. Just kept scoring.
Then he got hurt.
He got
broke,
hurt.
Broke his leg.
But he just kept scoring. Like he came back and it was like nothing was missing.
Yep.
It was like he never missed a beat. And tip of the cap to Alex Ovechkin. Cause I was a doubter. Did not see that coming. And so I'm happy for you as a fan, Dave. I know you love Ovi very, very much. I know you were thrilled for him. I'm sure you were emotional watching the ceremony and all that. And did you see it live? Did you get to watch it go down live?
I saw it live. I was down there downstairs getting ready to go on with the boys for Bandwagon Nerds. And when they went on the power play and I texted you, I'm like, well, I'm going to just watch this thing. And you know, at first they like the first entry into the zone, they didn't handle it well and they got cleared. But then like, yeah, I mean, that was just, and you got to give Tom Wilson credit. That was a tremendous pass because Ovi was just kind of lurking in the weeds and Wilson found him right, you know, not in his office, but he had like one foot into there and just, I mean, he put everything in that wrist shot, just absolutely everything he had left. And Sorokin, you know, he becomes a footnote in history, but in a cool way, you know, because he hadn't been scored on by Ovechkin and they, you know, they're countrymen, you know, they're both Russian and they exchange sticks and. I don't think Ilya's going to lose a whole lot of sleep. You know, he's going to have plenty of time in the offseason to think about it because the Islanders aren't going anywhere. Can we talk about the teams that aren't making the playoffs, Pat? Please, please.
We're gonna get there. We're gonna get there. I know you want to gloat as history was made. I did think it was cool that was it Anheuser-Busch sent a beer to every goalie who did not give up a goal to Alexander Ovechkin like during his career. I thought that was fun. Oh, I thought that was a cool little, you know, speaking of footnotes in history, I do love, and I know it's still early, but there is one active player who is technically ahead of pace of Alexander Ovechkin to pass him, like, God knows how many seasons from now in Austin Matthews.
And it's a question, I know, and I love Austin Matthews. He's probably one of the best, if not the best American-born player that there is. It's a longevity issue, isn't it? I mean, it's great to sit there and look at this and say, well, in a vacuum, sure. But, you know, to keep it going like this up to the age of 39, he's like Alex Ovechkin had missed all that time. He's like fifth in the league in goals at the age of 39. Maybe Austin's got that in him. It's going to be tough because the game is much more physical now. But maybe.
Well, nobody saw, like, people weren't predicting Ovi to be the one to do it.
No.
Until he was really in the conversation to do it. It's just a fun thing to throw out there right now, right? Like, it's just a fun thing to throw out to everybody to be like, hey, this could, you know, watch out. This could happen.
Hey, records are made everybody to be broken, pay attention. Man. That's
right. It's what happens. So, okay, let's get to it. We're going to get to
so what's the deal with the
Dave wants to gloat. So, well,
no,
here
about let's the Caps. No, I'm not going to. Not after yesterday. It's awfully hard to gloat.
No, but if you wanted to gloat about the history that was made in the NHL, but here's the thing: is right now with the playoff picture, most of the playoff picture is set. There are three teams that are currently, if the season ended before tonight started, would be in the playoffs. There are only five teams total that we are trying to figure out who makes it and who doesn't make it. And that is over in the East, it is the last wild card spot between Montreal and Columbus, which that's why you need to be sad, you know, why you can tip your cap to Columbus. They got something to play for right now, Dave. Your Caps, you know, clinched a while ago.
Yeah, the Caps clinched first overall. I mean, they didn't play Ovi yesterday. They play Hunter Shepard as a backup goalie. You quickly realized he's not the answer. We better get Logan Thompson healthy because that's not going to work. And you're right. Columbus was playing for their lives. And, you know, the whole Johnny Gaudreau.
Right.
They have really had an excellent season in the wake of a unspeakable tragedy to even be in this point. And Montreal's like, the hell did these guys come from? From my standpoint, I'm not exact. I mean, there's a lot of some history with the Caps and the Canadians and a 1-8 matchup that I'm
now,
not thrilled about. But
right. And bear in mind, there's 8 points between the two right now. Montreal is sitting at 88 points. Columbus is sitting at 83 going into this week.
So we'll see what happens. 5 points.
5 points. Sorry, 88-83.
Columbus has got Yeah, Columbus has got a game in hand. Montreal's got two left. It's still possible, but yeah, the margin for error for Columbus is gone.
Right. And then if you look over on the West, technically, no team has clinched a wild card spot. Minnesota and St. Louis, both at 81 wins. Minnesota has 95 points. St. Louis has 94. Losing yesterday dropped them below Minnesota. And then you've got Calgary sitting behind 4 points, 4 points back of the Blues, 79 and 38 in terms of wins. The Blues did get a point yesterday, but they lost again. So after this big 12-game winning streak, the Blues have lost three in a row. They did get a point because it was an overtime loss and a shootout to Seattle. But
I can only take the blame for the Jets game, Pat. I haven't really been following.
That's fair. Well, and I'm not liking where that's going to go for. I'm sorry, what's that? I lost you. My connection is not good today. Something is not. I lose you. Anytime I bring, I'm going to have to keep my browser down because anytime I bring my browser up to look at a page, the second it loads, Skype goes stupid.
No, all I was going to say is I did watch a couple of Blues games. They look really good. I mean, like they're playing a really physical style of game. Thomas, is that who they've got? I mean, he's like
Robert Thomas.
Robert Thomas is absolutely on fire lately. And Buchnevich is also, I mean, he's there. They got two good goalies in Binnington and Hofer is the other one. You know, and Jordan, of course, we know how he steps up when it matters. But anyway.
Well, let's talk about, again, coaching change. It happened again this year. We snag Montgomery from Boston after Boston lets him go because Boston's impatient.
Yeah, how'd that and work out
good,
for the Bruins?
A lot of good that did you, Boston. But, hey, one team's trash is another team's treasure, and in this case, I'm going to take it. But, so, looking to today as this game, and, of course, you know, we know come Tuesday – results will be different and we'll know the results. But Minnesota clinches a playoff berth if Calgary loses to San Jose in any fashion. The Blues clinch a playoff berth if San Jose somehow beats Montreal in regulation. Now, San Jose is awful. They're not good. And really their only role is to play spoiler. And I just don't see it happening today for the Blues. I really hate that they dropped that game. They were leading. Seattle came back on them and won that game and got the point in a 7-shot shootout. Like, it's just the worst. So at the end of the day, I don't think it's going to happen on Sunday. But like you said, we're coming close to the end of the season. A narrow 4-point lead. The Blues, it just feels like for both them and for Minnesota, one win and you're in. But you got to get that win. And the Blues, after this remarkable franchise record-setting streak of victories, ran into a little bit of a buzzsaw. And now here we are sweating as we try to get this thing done. And again, I'm going to be happy, because we weren't even supposed to be here. Dave, Blues weren't even supposed to be here. They've been a middling team. So the fact that they have a shot at the wild card, very, very exciting. And we'll be talking playoff hockey next week.
We will, yeah. Tuesday looks like the day it could happen because you guys are playing Utah at home and the Flames are hosting Las Vegas in Calgary. So that looks like
Vegas just clinched. So what does Vegas have to play for? As a fan, I'm going to sweat until it's done. And the easiest way to quote Al Davis, just win, baby.
I mean, theoretically, the Kings can still catch Vegas and for the division lead. But I mean, it's funny. It's like we're going to get Kings Edmonton again in the playoffs. And we know the history there. So,
yes, we absolutely will.
But yeah, I mean, from my standpoint, I don't have to worry about the Rangers. I don't have to worry about the Penguins. I don't have to worry about the Bruins. I don't have to worry about the Islanders. If there is ever a really good setup for the Caps, if they get their head out of their ass and play better, then
just relax, Dave. Dave, for a dude whose team clinched first place.
It's not enough, Pat. You know,
every time they lose, the Caps are done. Everything's terrible. The sky is falling. I will say this. You know what? I'm glad you didn't win the President's Trophy. Winnipeg clinched the President's Trophy, which actually I like for my Blues because we know how that sends
good.
To go.
Good. I would think with the Caps, part of the problem was the great chase. Really, at a point that does become a big distraction and you're not worried about winning and playing your best hockey. This is all happening. They got a win. They got a good revenge win against Carolina the other night. Ovi almost had an empty net and some guy made a great play to knock the empty netter out of midair. But it really, can they get themselves focused again? I like the kid, Ryan Leonard. He stood in there and got in a fight yesterday, got his ass kicked, but that's all right. That's all right. You got to take your lumps.
Cool. I will say, you know, for as much joking as I make about Winnipeg still, again, a team that none of us had as winning the most games in all of hockey. They're a dangerous, dangerous team. I like them. It's just so weird that the President's Trophy seems to be like a weird kiss of death.
They are.
Don't do it.
I'm just saying Winnipeg is a dangerous team, but, and we said this last year during the playoffs and we were right. They just can't get over that hump in the playoffs and they're going to have to probably get by Edmonton at some point, to advance.
True.
And,
but
we'll see.
Here's the thing is if it's my Blues, I would pick Winnipeg over the Blues, and that momentum. And I like the toughness that's been brought in, but you know, they've earned it, but we can't dwell on this too much because we're running out of time, but I do want to just note, so that you can celebrate for a second, that for the first time in NHL history, and bear in mind the history of the National Hockey Team, the New York Rangers, the Boston Bruins, and the Pittsburgh Penguins all missed the playoffs. This is especially damaging for the Rangers who were they last year, Dave? What did they win?
They won the Metro.
No.
They won the President's Cup last.
Won the President's Cup last year, and now they've missed the playoffs. Wholesale changes coming for New York.
Oh, God. I don't know what happened.
Has to be.
Yeah, I mean, Shesterkin had that great contract, and he had an okay season, but I don't know what happened.
The goalie's important. It's the talent surrounding it. Like, they need – they don't score. They don't score. And like, I don't know. I would, because it's New York and you know that they can't put it on the goalie. They can't get out of that contract because it's big. So they're not going to bring in a new goal. So they've got to look at their cap space and who they can let go and who they can bring in. I think the coaching seat is scalding
for Laviolette,
and it would not surprise me if the Rangers fire
Laviolette,
their coach.
Yeah. I mean, and I know we got to move on, but man, Boston dead last in the East. I would have never in a million years have guessed that at the beginning of the year. Not a chance.
They've been hot garbage. So, all right. We're not going to take a second commercial break. We're just going to move right on looking at time because I do want to talk a little bit. I'm going to talk. One of my biggest passions, and I talked about this, and now it's been a couple weeks. It's been a week since the Final Four. Dave, I don't know if you caught any of the Final Four, but I would argue that was one of the best set of Final Four games we've had it's easily within the last 10 years. Every game in the Final Four was marked with a tremendous comeback. Teams facing pressure on both sides, tight finishes at the under four. And, you know, everybody's talking about the Houston comeback against Duke, where really even I was like, oh, Duke's going to walk. And I had remember talking to a friend. It was like, if anybody could beat Duke, it was going to be Houston. And Houston just out-toughed a Duke team that I think their youth got in the way. And they thought they had that game wrapped up when they were up 14 or whatever. And Kelvin Sampson never taught his players to quit. And his players didn't quit. And Duke gave, like, I do believe while Houston took what Duke gave them, Duke gave that game away. Like, Duke should not have lost that game.
You can't. I mean, free throws, they always come back in the end, right? And
free throws and turnovers. Yeah. Like, you know, you're up seven with a minute and a half to go, and you lost. You lost. And then over on the other side, Florida and Auburn. Auburn was up, I want to say, 7-8 at one point in the second half. They were up big. And Florida just was like the little engine they could. They just kept coming back. And
yeah, you picked Florida then to win it all.
I picked Florida to win. I had a Florida-Duke national championship with Florida winning. And that was solely based on Florida's performance down the stretch of the season and in the SEC tournament. Like, Florida looked amazing. And it just, like, you just thought that they were going to be the team to put it all, you know, put it all away. And then they did not, like, they were the worst looking national championship team I've seen ever. And yet there they are hoisting the trophy at the end. And kudos to Florida. It was very, very, it was such a great tournament.
Yeah, like,
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
And I mean, I love what you said, like, Kelvin Sampson kept Houston, you know, there's no quit in that team. And the irony of that is that the reverse happened to them in the national championship because they had it under control. They had, what, a 12-point lead, 14-point lead in the second half, and then it just was gone. I mean, Florida just turned it on, and then, yeah, I mean, I texted you at the end with the way that the game ended with the guy not getting the shot off, but, yeah, kudos
well,
to Florida,
man. And Walter Clayton Jr., who is the tournament player, you know, Final Four player of the tournament and all that, that guy climbed his way up draft boards with his tournament performance. That guy was unbelievable, and he had a terrible game against Houston. Houston made his life miserable. It was so interesting. It's always so fun when these games happen, though, and these end results happen, because people, you see how many people don't understand the rules of basketball. Because when the Houston guy goes up and gives up on the shot and drops it, he knew he couldn't touch the ball again. But everybody and their brother did not know that that was a rule and was like, why didn't he pick it up and just try to shoot another shot? Because it's traveling.
Yeah.
And then there were some people who was like, maybe you should pick it up and then risk like doing the foul or whatever. And I was like, no, because if you foul the guy from Houston, or if Houston fouls a guy from Florida and they make both shots, Florida's going to foul them to force them to do one make at a forced miss. And that's just, it's never a recipe for success. So kudos to the Florida Gators. It's going to be great. Dave, we don't have time to talk about Major League Baseball. We will do that next week when we talk probably Stanley Cup playoff projections, and then we'll talk a little Major League Baseball.
NBA,
my team
NBA
is
playoffs are coming. It's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah, if we're gonna talk the NBA, we'll have to bring our we'll have to see if Ray Cash can jump on or Tunney, because I am not a good. I do not know my shit when it comes to the NBA.
The Bulls have been playing well lately. I know they're your team, but when I look at the standings, I'm like, holy crap! How did Cleveland and Oklahoma City get this good? I mean, wow.
Cleveland's been really good all season. Yeah, it's been nuts. So, all right, tell everybody where they can find you out there in the interwebs, as well as how they can listen to you on the Chairshot Radio Network.
Yeah, we've been recording a lot of stuff lately that'll be coming out over the next week or two, I would imagine. But on X and Blue Sky, it's at Attitude Ag. That is at Attitude AGG. Facebook.com/Attitude Yeah, facebook.com/attitudeofaggression and at Attitude of Aggression. I lost track of it. All one word on Instagram and Threads. I senior months.
Happens to the best of us, my brother. Cool. Well, you can follow me on the socials at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealist. You can catch me generally every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday here on the Chairshot Radio Network. Monday talking nerdy stuff with Dave, Ray Cash, and PC Tunney. Tuesday talking sports ball with Dave here on the Four Corners podcast. And Wednesdays, when we feel about it, Greg DeMarco and I will be talking some wrestling. I would anticipate a show tomorrow.
I would hope so.
I can't imagine why we wouldn't talk about WrestleMania, if for no other reason than I still have thoughts about the Tiffany Stratton, Charlotte Flair lack of chemistry
is what I will call it.
So stay tuned, listen to that. Thank you everyone for listening to this week's edition of the Four Corners Podcast. We will see you next Tuesday. Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same Game Parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.